Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Coming to you from the safest studio on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Welcome back. Sean?
Yes.
My executive producer and my friend. Hour one flew by.
Hour one went by real fast.
It did. It did. And that's a good thing. Kind of.
Well, but it just gets everybody pumped up for the second and the third hour, see?
Ooh, let me tell you about this hour. We got two really big personalities on the same, what do we say, riding the same frequency?
Yes.
We're not in the same room?
Yes.
But two big personalities with an awful lot to say, and they articulate it better than anybody that I can think of. You know them because they've both been on before.
Absolutely.
And, well, I'll tell you what, let's because the first hour flew by so fast, and we know this one's going to fly back. Ladies and gentlemen, or fly by. I'm ahead of myself. I was going to remind people what they ought to do is turn their clocks back. To try to slow down time.
Try to slow down time, huh?
Because we are filling your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio from the West Palm Beaches of Florida. Sean, you love this. To the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. And all points in between. That is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
Guess what? I'm a legal American citizen, Sean, and I must show my ID whenever I am pulled over by the police.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, you can go to jail if you don't.
Making purchases on a department store credit card. Can I see some ID with that, please?
Mm-hmm. Cashing a check?
Check? What's a check?
Well, you know, some people still use checks.
Oh, that's that thing that that lady at Publix grocery store held up the line with the other day. It had a little blue case, and it came out of her purse, and she wrote with it?
Well, you know.
That's a check.
Yeah, it's simple.
I have to show my ID when I show up for a doctor's appointment.
True.
When filling out a credit card or a loan application.
True. Getting a job.
Any job. When
any
applying
job.
For or renewing a driver's license or a passport.
Mm-hmm.
When applying for any kind of insurance.
Matter of fact, one time I went to go cash a check and I had my passport with me. They made me show my driver's license.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's interesting.
No joke.
You have to show a driver's license when you donate blood. Sometimes when you're obtaining prescription drugs, maybe you're at a new pharmacy.
Even some of the over-the-counter stuff, you have to show ID.
Mm-hmm. Pseudoephedrine.
Yep.
When making debit purchases, especially if you're out of state.
Yep.
Can I see some ID with that? You didn't sign the back of the card. I have to ask you to store policy.
Had that happen to me more than once.
I make these points, obviously, because of the Arizona law. And our current president, one-termer Obama, fighting the state of Arizona, right? Now we got Florida coming in.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
you know what happened with that? When the Justice Department did what they did and took on the Arizona law, you're going to start to see a lot of states beef up their laws, and it's going to be a good battle. But I think
they're bowing up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They're bowing up.
Absolutely.
They're bowing up hard. We don't like you telling us what to do in our state.
Yep.
We'll still call you sir. But we're bowing up. They're lifting weights.
They're lifting weights big time.
Yeah, they definitely are.
And I don't think they're going to be able to vote this one down. I don't think the judge is going to be able to do anything with this because they've beefed up the provisions that were taken out of the Arizona law.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, it's coming. Florida's just pumping weights. Arizona getting stronger by the minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you are on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're going to have an awful lot of fun this hour. First, if you want to jump in, These are two heavyweights. Two heavyweights for freedom. People who talk about, fight about, and write about your right to keep and bear arms every day. Every day on their websites, to their organizations, in the books that they write, to the legislatures of their states. People who make a difference every day and who are literally warriors out there on the front lines of freedom. They're, talk about filling your prescription for freedom. The two gentlemen joining me this hour on Armed American Radio, Mr. Jim Irvine, chairman of the Buckeye Firearms Association.
Good,
Jim, welcome back.
Good, great to be here. And I'm excited. For folks who don't know Alan Corwin, he is one of the funniest. He's just a funny, very knowledgeable, smart guy. I love his take on issues, guns, and all other things. He's just Page 9 is a great thing. If you're just looking for a source for news that's totally different, Page 9 tells you it's just a great source.
It uses common sense.
Yes.
The thread that is underlying the broadcast of Armed American Radio, common sense. It's what we want to get back. So with no further ado, let's welcome Alan Corwin. Alan, welcome back for your second and what I guarantee you will not be your last appearance on Armed American Radio. I'm really looking forward to continuing this conversation with you that we had a few weeks ago. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Mark. And Jim Irvine, got nothing nice to say about him, but thanks for the compliments. Buckeye Firearms, one of the top outfits in the nation. They run my Page 9 because I manage to tell people what they want to hear. And for you, pal, Mark, you got to lay off the absinthe. If the hour went by that fast, you got to watch yourself.
Man, I know. Listen, it's maybe a fourth hour is in the offing, Sean.
Only if you count the way the Treasury does.
Oh. Well, yeah, I like that. See, here comes the wit and wisdom of Alan Corwin. Hey, Alan, I guess let's start with this. You are in Arizona.
Yes, I am.
A free state who has just done some wonderful things.
You don't know the half of it, and I'm going to fill you in. You started on SB 1070. Russell
right.
Pierce, who wrote that, is a friend of mine. I see him all the time, and he's the guy who wrote the constitutional carry law that we just passed that the news media has kept from you. Anybody can come to Arizona now and enjoy the right to keep and bear arms with no government permission slip, no tax, no class, no training, nothing. You're an adult. We treat you like an adult. You could come. Well, you could come here from the Buckeye State or even from Atlanta or Zambia, and you could put a gun in your pocket, go about town. You're not violating the law. And the guy who wrote 1070 wrote this law, but the media screams SB 1070 racism. The only racism is in the news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And the more important law, according to Senator Pierce, is 1108, the constitutional carry law, because that is the Bill of Rights restored to its wholesome fullness. And SB 1070 is just a law about crime. It's a simple criminal statute.
Alan, you've got to set me straight here. Now, this has been in effect since the day the judge ruled and put
July
a stay.
29th.
July 29th. Certainly. Please, you have to now tell me the truth. The blood's flowing in the streets of Arizona, isn't it?
Actually, the media has backed off that because they've cried wolf so often that they're humiliated. They said we'd have blood in the streets when we lifted the ban on national parks. They said we'd have blood in the streets when all the states got concealed carry permission slips. They said we'd have blood in the streets when we allowed firearms into restaurants. And it just doesn't happen. These people have a medical condition. They are phobic about firearms. I've written about all this up on gunlaws.com. We have these laws in place, and life is good. Crime is low, unless you go to the South Phoenix where the drop houses and the drug gangs hang out. And then crime's not so low, and nobody in their right mind goes down there.
Well, I've got to get you've got to excuse me on this. I have to get the truth from Jim Irvine, because I know that you're going to talk positive about the law. Jim, is he kidding us? I mean, certainly with millions of law-abiding Arizonans walking around packing heat, is Alan giving us the facts, or is the blood really running on the street? Let's get the truth from you.
You know what I love about Arizona is Vermont had Vermont carry for 80 years, and everybody, we want Vermont, and you couldn't get it because even Vermont didn't pass Vermont law. It was from a court case 80 years ago, and the world's changed. Well, then Alaska passed that similar law, and everyone said, well, yeah, but, I mean, that's Alaska. They're not even connected to the rest of us. They don't count. But then Arizona now has passed a constitutional carry law, And now everybody else goes and looks. You know what? It is possible in my state. It's just like when Florida passed it, Arizona started this, and you're going to see other states do this because it's the right thing to do. And let's get rid of all this other nonsense and restrictions that we put into appease people who didn't understand the firearm rights over the last 20 years. Let's go to what Arizona's done because it works better than anything else.
Isn't it beautiful, Alan? Hold the thought, my friend. That music means we'll be back in just a second. But I love the argument, well, nobody lives in Vermont. Yeah, they do. I know people who live there. The blood's not running in the street, folks. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back talking about your freedoms.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. And so should you. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. 800-800-9566. Get you here to talk to me and Sean and Alan Corwin and Jim Irvine and Mark at armedamericanradio.org. I see your emails coming in. We'll get to you. My father emailed me.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. What does he want?
He wants to give me a pat on the back.
Yeah, the subject is FYI, concealed carry. We'll dig into my dad's email here shortly, but I've got a fun one to cover with Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com and from Jim Irvine from Buckeye Firearms Association. This is PC run amok.
Uh-oh.
And Alan's wit and humor, I can't wait to get your take on this. Alan, we're being broadcast right now out in the East Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, Modesto. They're listening. They're listening out there on the left coast. And I don't know if you saw this story or not. The other guy's movie poster, Disarmed, by Muni.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Did you? This is the Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg flick, The Other Guys?
Yep.
And they have a poster of these two wild guys, you know, flying through the air with their suits and guns blazing, their badges on their belts. That's not what you see if you're in the stations. You see them flying through the air with pepper spray.
What?
Yeah, man, they're flying through the air with pepper spray. Now, I have to give Bonehead of the Week, number one, while Alan and Jim are on the air with me, to spokesman Paul Rose, who says, and I quote, "Well, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency does have an advertising policy that states ads should not appear to promote the use of firearms or advocate any violent action." So, Paul Rose, welcome to the well-deserved crowd of Armed American Radio Bonehead Award recipients.
Am I missing something?
Oh, no. You and everybody else across the country that just sat back and said, huh? Heard it right.
No, and I'm missing something.
No, you're not. Alan, tell him. He's not missing anything.
Not only are you not missing something, wait till you get a load of this. We have a project here now that anybody can carry a firearm and the government doesn't force you to take classes. We want everybody in Arizona to know how to shoot. So we're putting up billboards on the three interstates into Arizona from California. They have a 14-foot square red heart that says Guns Save Lives, and the billboard says, "Welcome to Arizona, learn to shoot straight."
I'm looking at a photograph of one right now. Folks, let's take you to the site so you can see it. Gunlaws.com, as soon as the site pops up, you're going to see the Train Me Arizona campaign up in the top right of the site. There's a big picture of that billboard with the big heart off to the left, Guns Save Lives. Welcome to Arizona, learn to shoot straight.
Everybody in America should know how to shoot. We should be a nation of marksmen like the founding fathers wanted. Marksmanship matters. And the idea that you would hide guns, the idea that you would hide guns from the public and think that this does a service, this is a travesty. The people who do it belong in prison. There's a First Amendment right to free speech, and San Francisco thinks they can squelch it, and that if they squelch your right to free speech or to see what's going on in the world, that the world will be a better place. These people are enemies of a free state, and they deserve to be imprisoned for violation of their oath, for abuse of the power, for dereliction of duty. I mean, guns save lives. Guns stop crime. Guns keep you safe, and they want to hide it, even on a stupid comedy movie, and suppress what the information is and feed you another line of nonsense.
All right, I got to go here.
Against it.
I have to go here. And I kind of knew how you would answer this, Alan.
I'm predictable.
So please forgive me. But you ever seen the Toy Story movies?
Sure.
I got kids. Oh, hold it. The anti-gunners are listening. I have kids. To be grammatically correct. Toy Story 1, 2, and 3, I think probably the top all-time kids movie, grossing movies, you know, and they're great movies, incredibly entertaining. Woody, the cowboy, I think it's Toy Story 2, where he's being packed up and shipped off to Japan, you know, from Al's Toy Barn?
Mm-hmm.
You remember what I'm talking about, folks? All right. Well, there's a scene in there where, you know, they're showing the old black and whites of Woody's old TV show, and he has to go rescue Stinky Pete. He doesn't have a gun in his holster, Alan. How the heck's he going to rescue Stinky Pete?
He has an empty holster.
He's an empty holster in all three of the movies. Now, I took the liberty today, imagine that, of going online and trying to find some thoughts and dig into that a little bit. And I actually found a forum on CalGuns, who you're probably familiar with.
Sure.
Like 1,000 posts long about the Woody not having a gun. And you hear everything or read everything from, well, it's a choking hazard. If it was, in fact, a real toy, it would be a choking hazard, so they don't want to put it in there.
A gun is a choking hazard. Now, that is a good one.
In the Woody toys.
Yeah, right.
Now, they're digging deep. Now, you have to ask yourself, Disney, Pixar, are they trying to make a statement, Alan? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, Disney's movies are quite far to the left. They don't celebrate patriotism and the American way they used to when Disney was in control of the company. And that's true of many people in the media and the entertainment industry. They are literally becoming enemies of the American way and suppressing these righteous, honorable, noble traditions we have. If they could, they would hide the fact that guns exist altogether and live in some fantasy world where there are no guns, without realizing that a world without guns is just Attila the Hun and Genghis Khan and my favorite, Xena the Warrior Princess, and Julius Caesar, and Cain slew Abel with a rock. Getting rid of guns does not change human nature. And in fact, the presence of those guns make you safer. You can control the criminal elements better when you have more power. And of course they're going to adopt those elements, but Disney and people like that, they don't get it. They're living in a artificial, made-up, make-believe world, and that's what we face in America. We deal with it rationally and logically. I write books on gun law so that the honest people know what's going on, and the other side of the aisle wants to take guns away from cartoon characters and billboards.
Isn't that something? Jim Irvine, welcome back.
What Alan said.
There you go.
I like you even more now.
Well,
I mean,
Jim,
what can you add to that? I mean, he sums it up perfectly. That's exactly the way it is.
Well, I can add this. Doesn't America herself defend herself with guns?
Absolutely.
Little ones and big ones.
Absolutely. When people say they should take all the guns away, they don't realize that they mean the government. They want to give all these dangerous guns to who exactly? To the government? A guy who gets paid with your tax money is safer with a gun than you, the guy who earns the money that pays him? It doesn't even make sense. I meet people who say, well, I wouldn't have a gun in the house. And so you very quietly say to them, well, that's not safe. And they never made this connection before. They think if they're defenseless and there's no gun, then they're safe.
Oh,
if
man.
If something would happen, what would they do?
Alan, the time. Oh, I told you, folks, set the clock back. Sean, buy us some more time. But we've got another half to go here and then another one to come up because it's good, folks. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We're filling your prescription for freedom. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
He's listening, too. Welcome back to the program. Jim Irvine, I have to ask you this question. I'm sitting here at the break, and I'm kind of chuckling to myself, and I'm thinking maybe we should rename the show.
To what?
Well, Deep Thoughts with Mark. And the reason I say that is because is Buzz's laser more dangerous than Woody's pistol? Buzz has a laser.
Boy, I don't know. You know what? It's funny. My kids are real young, but my son Matthew has not seen Toy Story, and I'm wondering if he would pick up that he doesn't have a gun. I bet at least 50-50 odds he would notice that.
Well, knowing who his father is.
Not even, I mean, he doesn't have a bunch of toy guns to play with and stuff, but it's just, there are certain things that go together. He knows that. There's correlations, and he sees those things, and it doesn't make any sense, and I think even a five-year-old would notice that.
Alan, did you ever play?
The pictures of the movies that you described, the picture of the pepper spray,
right?
It looks even funnier than when you describe it. The picture, the poster, it is priceless. I mean, it is so silly, ludicrous. It's you know, it might be funny because that's a comedy movie. That becomes part of a funny thing, just, you know, making fun of the absurdity.
How do they reconcile that? You know, I would wonder what Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg would have to say about that. I'd love to get one of them on here to comment about that. Alan, I want to ask you a question. Did you ever play Cowboys and Indians when you were a kid?
All the time. Had as many cap guns as a person could have.
I pulled in my driveway not too long ago, and there come my kids running around the house. Bang, bang with the neighbor kids, shooting them up, because my kids do have toy guns. They've got, you know, we go to the Bargain Barn up in Pickens County, and they got racks of toy guns. My kids got each one of them. It's a $12 trip every time I go out there with them because they want one of the toy guns. But here they come running around the neighbor because pow, 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 bang, bang. One kid falls down behind the tree and plays dead.
Right.
I did it.
Right.
I mean, it's being a kid.
It was good stuff.
It is good stuff. It still is good stuff.
We have gotten away from some of this, and let's get serious for a second. Now that anybody in Arizona can carry a firearm, and as Jim was saying, they want to look at doing this out where he is. I know Texas and Virginia are looking at it. We're bringing the gun culture back. The idea of a culture of marksmanship with kids with toy guns and adults who can act like adults, not like wards of the state, this is very important. This pushes freedom ahead in a way that very little else can. The idea that you can just walk around with a firearm is liberating. And we actually had instructors here who fought against constitutional carry because they thought if the government didn't force you to take a class, they would be out of business.
Okay, hold the boat. Now, I was at the Scottsdale Gun Club there, Alan. Wonderful place, folks. If you're in the area, if you're traveling and giving Arizona money as you should be to support the state, go there. Unbelievable. One of the finest places you'll see. One of the best ranges you'll ever see.
Yeah, gorgeous.
It is outstanding. And I said to one of the instructors there, who had that same fear, I said, you're going to make more money.
That's right.
And I stand by that statement. And I got a weird look because this was back in April. And I thought, oh, man, that's kind of going backwards. They're not requiring people to train. How am I going to make more money? I said, you watch. Because good law-abiding people do the responsible thing.
And that's the whole plan behind TrainMeArizona.com. TrainMeArizona is a plan to get everybody to train. The demographics have changed in our favor. Instead of bowing and scraping to the 2% who will submit their fingerprints and their taxes and get a permission slip, you can go after the 50% of the public that has a gun and ought to be trained. So your market increases by 25 times. The free market is going to fill the vacuum left by government's departure. And the instructors who think, I can't run my business if the government doesn't force you to take the class, let them go away. There are instructors here who are going, this is great. Everybody now is a target for training. And the Train Me Arizona campaign is statewide, we have people donating money, contributing. We have a gun industry here that's putting up really significant amounts of money to put up billboards, to run advertisements, and to say training matters. We have a billboard that says, teach your children well. Train Me Arizona. And this is the way America should be moving. Schools should have rifle teams again. We should move towards a safe and polite armed society, not a terrified society with stupid posters on buses with cans of spray, aerosol sprays, which, by the way, in California, and I wrote the book on the California gun laws.
This is going to be great.
You need to take a two-hour class to legally carry a can of spray.
Isn't that something? I guess which way is the wind blowing?
Man, oh, man, so if you defend your life and you didn't take the class, man, you're guilty of something.
Well, this is a state where you have to give a thumbprint to buy ammunition. Hey, you know, speaking of moving in that direction, our phones are lit up. And we have one here that I think will kind of expand on the constitutional carry thing. Now, it says his name is Brain on here, Sean, but I bet you money it's Brian, right? Brian, welcome to Armed American Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's all right. I've been called many things. But
hey, there's nothing wrong with Brain. Welcome to Armed American Radio. What's your question, my friend?
I've got a quick question. I live in a state, obviously, you guys would know that I have to pay a gun tax and I have to ask for permission, and I can't even carry my gun openly. I have to have a shirt over my firearm. My question is how can, what is the best effective way to get constitutional carry in Arkansas or any other state for that matter?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm going to defer that. I want people to hear Alan, because Alan has it in Arizona. They fought the battle for years, and they've got it, and I think Arizona is now going to be a trendsetter like Florida was in 1987. Are you in Little Rock? We're on in about three stations there in Arkansas. Where are you calling from?
No, I'm on Mountain Talk.
Okay, you're on. Okay, very good. You're in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Beautiful area, lots of gun owners. Brian, thanks for the question. Alan.
Let's ask Jim about this. Because
yeah, Buckeye Firearms.
We spent 16 years going from 1994. We don't even call it concealed anymore. We call it discreet carry. It's just discreet possession of property. But the Arizona Citizens Defense League, 5 years ago, started a vigorous campaign to move us into true freedom to carry. And Jim is looking to do it out where he is. What are your plans, Jim? Let's talk this over right on the air and discuss it.
First of all, you got to get involved. Get involved with your local group and with the NRA. It's important to be involved with both a big national group and a state group, and any other groups like Gun Owners of America or Second Amendment Foundation or whatever else you like is good too. But at a minimum, two, and be a volunteer for that group and help. Meet with your personal legislator and talk to him or her about this issue and explain to him, look, you don't need to take a class to own a Bible. You don't need to get permission to go to church. All of these constitutional rights you have the right to do, and we would never allow government to regulate it. The second should be no different than any of the other ones.
Boy, I agree with that. Let me add something to that. You need to look at your statute somewhere in your state. Whoever's listening in whatever state, I know we're in all 50 states. You got to look at your statutes and see where the ban on your constitutional rights are. We actually didn't have to pass a law. We repealed a dozen words. We just had to repeal the part that said it's misconduct with weapons to carry a firearm that isn't plainly visible. We've had open carry since statehood, and it works just fine. No permission slip, no government approval, no tax, no test, no two shooting tests, no fill out the papers. Anybody can carry. Now you can simply do it discreetly, and we just crossed out a few words. Now, we introduced it and reintroduced it and reintroduced it.
And well, you kept fighting the battle. Alan, hold the thought. When we come back, Brian, thank you very much. Jim, thanks for answering that question. We should have deferred that right to you at Buckeye Firearms. You fight that battle every day. When we come back, we've got a call from Mike, a retired cop. Got a great comment on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big welcome to our newest sponsor here on Armed American Radio, Delton. We talked about a couple of those guns last week that I had an opportunity to shoot. And I'll tell you what, folks, you're not going to get a bigger bang for the buck, pun intended. Check them out at Delton, DEL-TON.com, DEL-TON.com. A full line of AR-15 parts, accessories, and rifles. So definitely make sure you check them out. Also, California, guess what? We're adding another one to California very soon. Sean, I can't give it away.
Why not?
Well, because I just can't yet.
Mm.
But California, I'll say this. Southern Cal is coming to the Armed American Radio Network.
Ooh.
We're already there. They're listening. We've got a lot of listeners in San Diego and the L.A. area. But we're going to make it official. We're just continuing the march of freedom across the country. People love to talk about their right to keep and bear arms. And it's fun talking to the patriots across the nation. So, Southern Cal, when I get that official word, I'll be sure to let you know. Also, coming up in the program, we are going to be talking about backup guns. Are they a good idea or not? Concealed carry clothing, techniques to effectively hide your weapon. I love that. And we're also going to talk about, with George, the Mad Ogre, the new FNH, the FNX9, the new double-action auto from FNH. They make a great piece. Jim Irvine, welcome back to the show, my friend. It's flying by.
It is, and I have to point out Alan Corwin's solution on amending laws by deleting words instead of adding them. Almost always, that's the best way to go.
It's a lot less work.
It's a cleaner, easier to read thing. When you go add a whole bunch of words, you don't clarify things so the average man can understand and comply with it. When you delete the words, you get it smaller, simpler, and easier to understand. That's where you're going to have your best laws.
Let me give you a great example, folks. Georgia had the public gathering laws, most convoluted thing you've ever seen, where you could get permission from the state. God, I hate that. You get permission from the state to legally carry your gun, but you couldn't carry it with a permit at a public gathering. Define a public gathering. Right. See, Alan's laughing, so I'll use this opportunity to welcome you back. Guess what we did here in Georgia? And I say we because I'm a member, proud member of the organization that worked so hard for the last several years, two in particular, with HB 89 and HB 308, to rid Georgia. You know what we did? We removed that wording.
Exactly.
That's all we did. We didn't change anything. So, Brian, I know you're listening in Mountain Home. Start the organization yourself, folks. Listen, GeorgiaCarry.org has become one of the most powerful grassroots organizations in the country, patterned, as many groups are, off of the VCDL in Virginia. Great outfit there.
Yep.
Super outfit. Jim, I know you guys work with them, too.
Phil Van Cleve and crew are outstanding.
Nobody better.
When we started Buckeye, that's one of the people I sat down with. They helped me out because they're certainly a great group to emulate.
Yeah, Brian, if you're interested and you want to get serious and you want to start something like that, shoot me an email at mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I will put you in touch with Jim Irvine, with Alan, and with the fine folks at VCDL and GeorgiaCarry.org, GCO, and they'll help you. That's what we're here to do, is to help you out and do the same thing in your state. But that was an interesting point, Alan, because we did that here. We simply removed the verbiage, and lo and behold, you're free.
When
almost.
You can. Let me disagree with something just a little. There are a lot of groups out there, and a lot of activists decide, I'm going to start my own group. With a group like Buckeye Firearms in Ohio, you would do better to get together with Jim Irvine and join his group. If 100 people listening tonight would have joined Jim Irvine's group, Buckeye Firearms, that group would have an infusion of energy, a few bucks, and a bunch of new boots on the ground, and that will make a difference. You need to introduce a law that says we want constitutional carry, we want freedom to carry, Vermont-style carry, Alaska carry, whatever you call it. And then what happens is the antis go crazy, and they go, these maniacs want to carry guns, and the debate starts. Well, they're carrying guns now, so what? There's no blood in the streets. They're doing it in Arizona. We are now the bellwether. We're the tip of the spear. We've done it. Everything's going along fine. We have, they called it shotguns in nightclubs. It's really guns in restaurants or breakfast at Denny's. And the debate moved our way. So even if you can't get it passed in Arkansas or wherever you are, join your local group. Introduce a bill this coming session. The states usually have their sessions beginning in January. Introduce a bill even if it goes nowhere, because then they go crazy saying that the crazies want to carry guns, and it turns out it's doctors and lawyers and teachers and students and carpenters and decent people who want the right to keep and bear arms. They want their fundamental freedoms intact, and the moral high ground goes to us. And the idea of suppression and statism and federal control over your life and state control over your life takes a beating, especially on something like constitutional carry. The talking points are all posted at gunlaws.com, the new stuff button. There's a paper on the passage of the law, and there's a paper on what it means, why it's important, as a prelude to getting it back in April when we passed it, and then in July when it took effect. And it's simple talking points. Do you have rights or don't you? Could you justify a permit to go to church, like Mark was saying a moment ago? How could you just, why would an honest person be against a permit to go to church? Why indeed? Why wouldn't a reporter need a permit? These are fundamental rights. They are not permit privileges.
Fundamental rights. Remember that. And this would be a good time. We have an officer, an ex-officer, Mike. Mike is joining Armed American Radio, calling in. Mike, first off, thanks very much for sticking around and hanging in through us had this discussion. I understand you're a retired police officer?
34 years in Central California.
And you're alive today. Why?
because a couple of citizens decided they would pull a cretin off of me when I was jumped by somebody I probably couldn't have taken when I was 16. I was probably about 30 at the time. They took over. I was kicking and grabbing at anything I could because I was just about out of it. And yet these citizens pulled this guy off of me. Whether they were armed or not, I have no idea. But if it weren't for the citizens of this country, the cops don't have a chance.
Ah, what a great point. And to get a call like that from you is very powerful, because we talk about law-abiding people every day. And the rank-and-file law enforcement officer like you knows the truth, don't they?
If it weren't for people out there who have weapons that we probably don't even know about, and especially in California, they probably better not talk about it. There'd be a whole bunch of us weren't around.
You know, I'll tell you what part of California are you in?
I'm no longer in California. I am now in the great state of Texas because I had to get out of the People's Republic.
The PRK out there in California. You're listening to us on 1440 Keys down there in Corpus, aren't you?
I am, exactly.
Oh, what a great place, too. What a great place.
You know, the police in Arizona backed constitutional carry. Isn't that a surprise? Rank and file were 100% in favor of it because they know that an armed public is on their side. And the police chiefs, the political appointees, were against it, as were some of the mayors and the people who want to control us. But the police themselves supported the idea that any law-abiding adult can carry a firearm discreetly, with no permission, with no nonsense, with no rigmarole. The same right you have to go to church or write an editorial, you should have to own a firearm. And folks, it works. I'd like to see every state in the union introduce a bill, even Maryland and New Jersey and Washington, D.C., introduce the bill that says we have rights, take out the ban on preventing us from carrying firearms discreetly, and move towards freedom. This will help the nation.
And it's happening right now. Mike, thanks for the call. Folks, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. The roundtable is coming up next. Don't go away. You don't want to miss it. We're going to have one seat open. Join us. Call 877-956-9566.
Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.